We are recording this Rock of Mockery on the 10th of June. Who was born on the 10th of June, let me tell you? Sasha Obama, a presidential daughter. She was born on the 10th of June, 2001. She's now 20 years of age. Another person, a more famous person, born on the same date, the 10th of June, Judy Garland. She was born in Michigan. She died tragically at the age of 47. I didn't realize she was so young when she passed. Judy Garland. People who were born on the 19th of June. Why? Because so was I. So was old Patrick. June 19, in New York City, Lou Gehrig was born. I have heard that he was a baseball player for the Yankees. Another guy that was born on the 19th of June in New York City. And you probably didn't know that he was born in New York City. He was born in 1964. Boris Johnson. He is now the Prime Minister of England. Why was he born? I wanted to know, in New York City. Alexander Boris Defulfell Johnson was born on the 19th of June, 1964, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, New York City, to 23-year-old Stanley Johnson, who was then studying economics at Columbia University. His daddy was a student. That's why he was born in New York. His mommy was 22-year-old Charlotte Fawcett, an artist from a family of liberal intellectuals. I'm not sure that I would really want anybody on Wikipedia calling my family liberal intellectuals. Johnson's parents had married in 1963 before moving to the United States in September of 1964. They returned to England so that Charlotte could study at the University of Oxford. And in 1965, she gave birth to Rachel, her daughter. The family moved to North London. And in February 1966, they relocated to Washington, D.C., back in the USA, where Stanley had gained employment with the World Bank. Looking at people who were not born but died in the same year. Now you can figure out, if you want to, just how old this old guy named of old Patrick could possibly be by the birth year. My birth year is the same as the death year for Jack Johnson. Not related to Boris Johnson at all. Jack Johnson was a boxer, an American boxer. He died at the age of 68, June 10, 1946. In 1910, Jack Johnson defeated heavyweight champion James L. Jeffries in a fight that some people called the fight of the century. I don't know about that. The House of Representatives. This is going to smell like a little bit news. A little more serious. In the USA, the House of Representatives Select Committee probing the January 6th demonstration, dust up, The thing at the Capitol on that date, the committee has been doing so much work for almost a whole year, interviewing witnesses and amassing documents. So they are about to, or by the time you listen to me, maybe they already have gone public with some public hearings. What do we mean by dust up? I don't know what Jack Del Rio I had thought well of him. The expression dust up, what does it mean? I thought I knew. I thought it was not so serious until somebody had a problem with Jack Del Rio using the expression Jack Del Rio is a football coach for the team that now calls itself the Commanders. The Virginia General Assembly is abandoning legislation intended to lure the NFL's Washington Commanders. The legislation offering hefty tax incentives had already been languishing amid a series of controversies involving the team when an assistant coach called the January 6 thing, January 6, 2001 thing, at the Capitol, in the nation's capital, a dust up. Now, the guy's name is Jack Del Rio. I thought he was a nice guy. And maybe the legislators think he was being too lighthearted by using that expression, dust up. I don't know. Democratic Virginia Senate Majority Leader Dick Suslaw said there were too many pending issues. It could be reintroduced next year. And Suslaw had championed the stadium idea and sponsored one version of the legislation. A day earlier, Suslaw said Del Rio's comments were not helpful, but indicated he planned to continue pressing for the passage of the legislation. Del Rio apologized after initially doubling down on a comparison he made on social media between the attack on the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, and the protests in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd. The remarks from the former linebacker who now runs Washington's defense prompted a quick backlash that included several key lawmakers from Northern Virginia renouncing their support for the stadium deal, I guess. I don't know. You might not think I'm doing anything too serious for this rock of mockery. Well, try this on. Two British citizens and a Moroccan were sentenced to death for fighting on Ukraine's side in a punishment handed down by a pro-Moscow rebel court. How can you have a proper court in Ukraine when you're fighting for the Moscow side? The proceedings against the three captured fighters were denounced by Ukraine's proper government and the West, whoever the West might be, as a sham and a violation of the rules of war. Back to the battlefield. Fierce fighting dragged on in the city of Severodonetsk in a battle that could help determine the fate of the Donbas, Ukraine's industrial heartland in the east. Those separatists, backed by the Russians, already held swaths of the Donbas before the invasion, and Russian troops have gained a little more. On Mockery Rocks, what was I talking about previously? Let's see, I think I was talking about how we define the idea of fake news, and I talked about how some people making video presentations here and there want to feel like they are anchors on some cable channel. I can also tie that into my friends on Facebook, because you can't say you have a right to do what you want to do on Facebook. Facebook is not the world. Facebook is owned, and you are given a chance to be a part of it by the owners. And the same can be said about YouTube. People say, oh no, YouTube cut me off. You are just someone who is allowed to participate. You don't have special privileges from using, what do we call it? We call it social media. You become a part of it, but you don't become an owner of it. I am Patrick Boggs. We do Mockery Rocks. That's all we do. We don't expect to be granted ownership of any social media. We thank you so much for listening.